Episode number 480 of Diaper Water Cooler. It's giving server the new era of hosting.
10 guesses who made that.
I'm Jason Tucker. You can go find me on my non-WordPress website over at jasontucker.blog.
Oh, look who's throwing stones. Hey, I'm Faye Reed. I guess my website this year is also not a WordPress website.
And y'all know who it is. It's your boy Jason Cosper, back at it again on the world's most influential WordPress podcast. And yes, my site is hosted on WordPress.
You can find us wherever it is that great WordPress podcast can be found, and hang out in our WP Water Cooler Slack.lol, where you can hang out with us in our Discord.
Yeah, just make sure you hang out in the right spot.
Right, exactly.
Going to Slack, you're like, we actually had a Slack. I think we still
we did.
So don't go into the Slack and like think that like no one, everyone's ignoring you or something. Because
right. They are, because we're not there.
No, that's just a joke for us. Ourselves.
You showed up to the party and it's at the wrong house.
I actually had some people do that for the first time ever. I've been hosting shindigs for a long time, professionally, like personally. And literally this past birthday, my friends showed up like the day afterwards. We were like in the yard, like cleaning up the chalk. And they like walk up and was like, Hey, you know what? This wasn't planned, but this is pretty awesome when you think about hosting parties. And we're talking about hosting.
Yeah.
I love a good segue.
I was going to say, I accidentally showed up at somebody's house one time the day after the party. We thought it was good. They said the party was Sunday. It was like a 3-day weekend. We showed up on that Monday because we thought, it's going to happen on like
the Sunday of the weekend. Yeah. No.
Right. Like who has a party on a Sunday? Like if you've got a 3-day weekend, like do that shit on a Monday.
Especially if it's a daytime party. Exactly. Wait, I have a question. Did you hang out with them?
They were just like, come in. We have so much food and everything else left over. And we hung out. Yeah.
We totally did. We were actually coloring with like the things because, 4-year-old. And we were like, come on over. We can hang out. We're already in the yard. There's no bounce house, unfortunately.
Right.
But this is a great segue. Unless, Jason, you have a story about arriving. No, you're so like, you're good at following your rules.
Okay, jerk.
That wasn't meant like I wasn't intended as a dig. That was admiration for your brain and how functional it is.
Last episode, which you weren't here, but I don't know if you listened or not, but last episode we talked about with like consolidation, doing some consolidation work on my end of just like a bunch of websites that, and kind of cleaning up a bunch of domains and all that fun stuff and figuring out what I want to keep and what I don't want to keep. And I don't know, it just felt like it was like spring cleaning. And it was like, I got to do this whole spring cleaning thing and figure it all out.
Quick question, because I didn't listen to the show. I am so remiss. Everyone else should definitely listen to it because I bet it's amazing. And I just would probably be jealous that I wasn't there because I'm like, I want to say this. I'd be like, I'd forget what I want to say here at this point. I wanted to ask if you talked about spring cleaning in terms of domains, in terms of, reconsolidating domains.
Yep.
And moving domains.
So much so that I'm like making directories that have WordPress installed in them, just so it's like, all right, this crap can just like live here. And even thinking about like just making everything static, just so the thing can still exist on the internet, but not,
After that episode, I have taken what I think is a complete inventory of my domains.
Amazing.
I have a spreadsheet.
Wait, this was a dev branch though, right? Wasn't it? Or was this a regular?
It was a dev branch.
Was a dev branch. And we got into it. We got into,
just because I don't want someone who's listening to this to be like, wait, that wasn't the last episode on here.
Right.
They went back one episode. So it's on dev branch, which you have to subscribe to separately. Yeah. This is not an intention to get you to do that, but that's some pretty good like baked in
marketing.
I just can't help it. I just mark it as a personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's why.
Yeah, so like and subscribe, right?
Exactly. All right. Anyway, so you consolidated all your domains, or you logged them.
I logged them all, and I am basically hurt,
like, when you did it, did you feel like, wow, I have
been paying share the number? For
some stuff that I should not be paying for? Nope. Because people can do a math, and then they'll be like, so $8 a year, $12 a year now, times X years equals. And then they will come back at you with they might be like, that's X number of dollars that you spent on air.
It's nice to not drive that car, but you could have bought that car.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to look at this. Courtney, friend of the show, Courtney is literally commenting on my microphone while she's like, she's amazing at this. There you go.
She's not on the show and she's still being helpful.
I know. I love it. Like, my personality is marketing. Her personality is helpfulness. It's kind of wild. It like baked
absolutely
in,
is.
Baked in. Is this better? Is this better?
It's much better.
Okay.
Much better. So I did take a whole inventory. I won't get into how many domains, but I also, the spreadsheet, I know that I use Markdown for everything. And I know Say has a problem with Markdown. We won't get into that. We're already 7 minutes in and we haven't even started talking about the topic yet.
Okay. But I don't have a problem with Markdown for people. I have a problem with Markdown for users as a default.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
I added columns to be like, okay, here's what's running on the site. Here is, where the site's hosted, everything else. And I've basically been going through, this is going to be like a weeks long, like casual project to try to like bring everything in line, this is where things are hosted. And, like Tucker, I have a few hosting accounts and I'm just kind of trying to like consolidate things as much as possible.
Y'all, I have a legacy Hostgator account.
Yes.
I hear you.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's really sad. I manage some on, it's funny. I kind of put Bluehost and Hostgator in the same bucket. Are they're both owned by the same company, right? I think. Yeah. Or no, maybe is Bluehost owned by EIG? It's not, right? No. Anyway, I don't know all the hosting, like so much has gotten bought up by the larger hosting companies. It's kind of hard to know which ones are which anymore. But whoever is owned by Hostgator, I feel like it's like this legacy. It's like been around for so long. And then I think of Bluehost, which has also been around for so long. But I've used for a long time all of these different hosts. And I still have accounts. Even if I never put a client account on there, I still have all of these accounts. So it's like the evolution of the UIs and the services and the management. It's really been an epic journey.
Yeah.
Recently, this is a kind of over to you, Cuthbert. I recently noticed that DreamHost has really streamlined their UI. This is not a paid commercial for DreamHost. But it's like websites are just like in one spot and others, things are just, it's like so simplified. And I think it's not even like to the days of the cPanel, because I've used cPanel recently on Bluehost. But even the cPanels are different now, they're like, they've got like a, I don't know, like a rounder, they're rounder.
Sure.
The UI is rounder and less Windows looking, like Microsoft Windows looking, DOS, less DOS looking.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, we have, in the chat, people pointing out
people chatting in the chat. Oh, chat.
Yeah.
The chat.
Oh yeah, that Bluehost is EIG.
See, I thought it was.
EIG is now Newfold Digital.
So. Oh wow! Thank you for the corrections in the chat, because I obviously, again, you know, we do this water cooler from our soul, our hearts, and our souls, and not necessarily from our Google research. So these are not pre-researched topics, and we'll tell you when we don't know. But you know, so thank you for providing that information. I can't even wrap my mind around how much stuff EIG owns. Like, I don't even know how to like
Newfold.
Quantify that. Newfold, sorry, Newfold. Right. Oh my gosh.
Like, you wait long enough, like, they'll be old fold.
Well, will it? I don't know. So, okay. Besides me freaking out about just the swallowing of all the things. Do you remember a small
orange? The consolidation. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember small orange? It's just such a unique name. And when they got bought, which was ages ago, I just, you know, it was just like, like the nothing from the, what's it called?
It got juiced.
It got juiced.
Oh, and juiced. And speaking of juiced, Yoast got bought.
Right, by Newfold Digital
as well. So
they have the aristocrats,
right?
They've been able to at least maintain their community care or like Yoast Cares grant. So that's a good thing. I mean, and obviously Bluehost is tightly affiliated with WordPress. I don't know if anyone caught this the other day. But there was actually a change to the hosting page in Bluehost, who has been on there for quite some time. They changed their description.
Right.
And no, I'm not talking about how anyone gets on the hosting page right now for anyone who's alarmed. But if you want to look into that, you should probably look into that. That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm
going
to have to opt out of this conversation.
I know. I'll be right back. No, I'm telling you, I'm not having that conversation. Don't get alarmed. I could feel
it. I mean, we can put the train back on the track and talk about the subject at hand.
No, this is relevant.
That'd probably be easier.
This is relevant. Yeah, the change was that the text, it was just changing the text for Bluehost's description on the WordPress.com. The WordPress.org's hosting page. And it changed the text, and the intro was Bluehost is WordPress's longest running partner. That was the intro. I mean, it changed some other things, and I was like, that's interesting, since we don't necessarily have definitions for partner. But it was also updated shortly after that, so it no longer says that. So anyway, you can go look at what it says. There's a meta track for it. This is public information. I'm not saying anything controversial right now. I'm just telling you what it says in the track ticket, which is what we do here on the water cooler. We read track tickets.
So Tucker, hosting.
I don't know. I only got like 20 minutes to talk about it, but you know.
All right. No, look, I can pull it all together. It all matters. What I'm saying is that you've got Bluehost, which is EIG, which is Newfold, which is HostGator, which is a smallest orange, and then you have the WordPress behemoths. We've got GoDaddy, we've got DreamHost, we've got just WP Engine, lest I forget, right? We've got these major WordPress players, and that's not even to talk about externally to the WordPress world, which is, you know, what would that be? 57% of the internet and what their hosting looks like. But on our side of the internet, I think that per our title, we are really entering a new era of hosting. It's been a long and interesting journey, but we've got managed hosting, which has become a whole world of, you know, and it's funny because something so simple, right, as space on a server is actually like exponentially complicated and has all of these different nuances. And I'm just talking about for WordPress stuff, right? Like keeping up with, for example, 6.5.2. and right. not 6.5.1 and like putting out, you know, keeping all the stuff updated across the shared host, the shared servers, like my old HostGator account, or the managed servers, like all my beautiful DreamHost accounts, DreamPress accounts, I'll say. But like, it's just, it's how does one tell the difference, let's say, between hosts at this point when everything is like, I don't know, it's they're very streamlined and packaged, but you can't just like, it feels like you can't just go spin up hosts the same way you could, or you can, but like, it feels dangerous somehow. Like you're going to have all these like
cost is definitely going to be like a good indicator of at least like the range. Cause they're all going to compete with each other. So if you're paying, you know, zero to, you know, actually not even zero. If you're paying like a dollar to say $15, you're probably in some type of shared hosting situation. And then once you get from like 15 to 50, you're in like the smaller, you know, managed maybe.
Yeah.
And then in the middle there between those kind of overlapping that whole thing is those like it's like a semi-shared dedicated VPNs? Hosting.
Wait, no.
Yeah, where it's like
PPS.
yeah, where you got that dedicated hosting but it's still kind of virtual.
I have never understood shared dedicated servers. And because there was a long time back in the day, not now. I get it now. Right. But I thought that's what shared, like I was confused at some point about like what like the shared dedicated server was versus like the shared hosting.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't even need to worry about that in terms of like distinctions anymore. Cause I don't want to do any of that work.
Okay.
I want Cosmer to do all of it.
It's like bare metal, and then there's like virtualized bare metal, and then and then there's, you know, because like if you just get, you walk into a room and it's like, all right, well, here's your office space, feel free to build things, versus and like, oh, here's all the furniture and it all has WordPress branding.
That's a great
on
analogy.
It,
you know? I love that. Yeah.
The other side of it as well is think about like VPS. VPS has become this like weirdly loaded term because some VPS is like, okay, well, you know, you can host your websites on more dedicated hardware.
Where
like the resources are shared, but like you have a guaranteed amount of RAM and hard drive space, etc. Where like on a shared server, it's like moving from say a shared server is an apartment where you have to deal with your noisy neighbors, you know, somebody throwing
my
a party.
Analogy, this analogy still holds.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally does.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then moving to like a VPS is like moving to a condo. You still have neighbors. They may affect you, but for the most part, it's quiet because like there are rules. There's an HOA that says, hey, you're getting out of line, like stop. Like, and you know, you get, and you get in trouble for it.
Yeah. Okay. But what about, what would you consider? Is it like, is managed hosting like the Airbnb? Is it like a furnished hotel room? Because, no, you know, like managed hosting, like actually it's not Airbnb because at Airbnb you have to do your own cleaning.
Right.
Like, so it's like a hotel suite?
That also all depends because there are some hosts that when they say that they're managed WordPress, it's that they manage core updates, they manage security, they put caching at like the server
to my
level.
Ears. I love saying, I love it when you say these things are handled.
However, there are some, and not all, but there are some managed WordPress hosts where you are effectively on shared hosting and you're back in the apartment building, but it's a nicer apartment building. You have a doorman.
Who's doing the cleaning?
Right, exactly. You have
this is important to me.
You have a cleaning service that comes through. You have a doorman. You have someone to sign for your packages, like that, to keep the metaphor going.
I like the metaphor.
So you're back in an apartment, but it's a nice apartment. It's a high rise apartment. It's one of those
places.
It's furnished, you know, things are, you can bring in whatever you want to bring in, but, you know.
Wait, but on managed hosting, you can't actually bring in whatever you want to bring in.
You're not locked down to, unless you're hosting particular places, you aren't locked down to particular plugins or anything else. Still bring your site. You can still bring your WordPress site in. As long as it's WordPress, bring it on in. If you're at a place,
but you don't get access to like the plumbing. If there's a problem, you call the super and they fix that. You're not like hacking your own little plumbing under the sink. I did it. I extended the analogy. I'm so happy. Yeah. I love it.
So that really, but to get back to VPS, that's a loaded term, because sometimes when people offer VPS service, they offer service that has like root access, so you can like install extra packages and stuff like that. But like, disclaimer, hashtag not sponsored, I work at DreamHost, but like our VPS doesn't have root access. It did briefly, but not enough customers were actually using and requiring root access. So we found better for customers to just basically have like, here are your dedicated resources. And you can go a step further and get a dedicated server, which is an actual server in an actual rack somewhere, not like a cloud server. Like,
that's so intimidating to me.
Yeah. And
makes me think of big hacking. Like, and then it's like, wait, if you have a dedicated server through a big host, like DreamHost, do you still, I would assume you still, but like, what level of protection do you put on that server? You're not just like, here's your server, go to town, connect to whatever, right? You're still like, are there some parameters? Well, maybe we shouldn't answer this.
No,
I was like, is this a bad question?
No, it's to keep the house analogy going. It's like especially like the three of us. It's the three of us, like, you know, we live in Southern California, like in Hollywood, like when a star gets a mansion, you get big enough as a celebrity, you get like a mansion with a property, it's fenced off, like it has a staff to keep your party analogy going, to keep the party analogy going. Like, you can throw a big party, like this Jay Gatsby style party, and you know, people can come and show up and everything else. They might trash the house a little bit, but that's fine. You have staff to clean that up. Now, dedicated servers aren't. Yeah,
my question. Do you have to hire your own cleanup staff for the dedicated servers? Got it. Yes. You provide dedicated servers, perimeter security.
Right. Dedicated servers aren't managed like a lot of managed WordPress hosts are.
No major domo.
Right.
That's a word you learn in LA, by the way.
There's no concierge to handle stuff for you.
Right. Okay. So, but you do handle like, you know, big stuff, or is it really just like, is there a security perimeter around that giant mansion where you can do whatever you want? Or is it really just like, it's on like, you know, BLM land and it like, or like no laws apply to it.
You're not taking the yacht out into international.
Can you put a rave?
Okay, yeah. So like, is it an island?
He's asking. Is there any restrictions to a rave? And can you make fire?
A rave. I am asking about a rave. I really want to know. Where is the rave? I actually don't want to go to the digital rave because that is probably some dark web raviness I don't know enough to protect myself from that level of the internet.
Right. You have to install special browsers. Like all the domain names look weird and end in .onion. Like, forget about it.
Yeah, I'm not interested. I rely on people to tell me about their sojourns into that world. But so pulling it back from that madness, right? So you are still monitoring what's going on your servers. This actually ties in. I didn't know this was going to tie in, but I recently saw a post somewhere, probably on Twitter or X, that was talking about someone got a cease and desist, not a cease and desist. That's something else. A ending of services, I guess, letter from Jetpack that said you are hosting content that was like a sex worker, I guess. And you are hosting content that violates our terms of service, which they recently updated. And so this isn't even hosting, right? But this is Jetpack. So sort of, I guess they're using it as a CDN or for Photon. Is that Photon's a CDN, right?
Yeah.
Photon is a CDN. Yeah. So anyway, they were dropped from their Jetpack connection for that content. So I think that's really interesting. And we have been talking in the Discord lately about just where a lot of sites are hosted with questionable content and where, like, who's doing that now. So I always wonder, are those on dedicated servers so they have minimal management and supervision, or do these things happen mostly on, I mean, I can't imagine someone like logging into their DreamPress with like their, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. it all depends on how your host, especially a US-based host, upholds their particular like First Amendment stuff. I know, and personally, like, I can only speak about the host that I work at, but at DreamHost, there have been cases where, you know, like, there was back during the prior presidential administration, they were trying to get IP addresses of people who were visiting a particular site, who were people against that administration. And DreamHost had to go to court saying, hey, we're not going to turn this data over because it is within their free speech rights. There are other web hosts.
To visit a website is what we're talking about. Of note, that's recorded.
Yes.
So it existed to have to defend, right?
Right.
So that's interesting. So quick question, and I a lot of this is public documents, so I know that it's fair to ask, this is a public court case. Was that site that was in question on a dedicated server or like on a VPN? No, so it wasn't on a dedicated server. If it was on a dedicated server, would those IP addresses have been collected?
Yeah, I mean, of course, because that is okay. How, like, when
you're logging it all.
Yeah, when your site is served up, like, there are server logs. Those logs are retained for a number of days and get rotated out. They're not like held onto forever, but still. But either way, like, that was one example. But I mean, we have sex workers, dominatrixes, all sorts. Yeah. They're hosted.
I'm sure they're coming from all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's, people who are doing like, adult sites, things like that. It's a matter of what the host is comfortable with. And in a lot of cases, this ends up being most cases, like, what the backers of those hosts are comfortable with. So you have hosts that are backed by venture capital, things like that, and they're like, hey, maybe no porn sites on this web hosting, maybe no it's adult sites are adult sites. What happens in the privacy of somebody's home, that's their own business. As long as it's not something completely disgusting and illegal, like, there are hosts out there that will allow this content, but you have to make sure, just like if you're selling adult content, not all credit card providers are going to want to accept your business if you're selling right. adult content.
Same thing with cannabis in California. I have a lot of conversations with folks about how do I tell the story? Well, basically, like point of sale systems in cannabis shops change frequently, and in discussing why those things change frequently, it's because their various banks or whatever that host those point of sale systems change their terms of service, and then like they're like, oh, we can't have your type of business. So it's this kind of constant, like a constant refinement of what that means and what's acceptable and all that.
I have a friend, Derek, who does it's federally legal. He has a cannabis business, and one of my old coworkers over at WP Engine, Shada Tarabi, like has a cannabis business that's running out of Texas all the time. They're having to deal but it's a cannabis business where they sell CBD, something that is legal at the federal level, but right. there are still businesses that, because it is weed, they don't want to touch it. They don't want that money going through. They don't want some new law to be enacted, and then they have to cut people off. So they'll just cut people off proactively.
They'll block it from the thing instead of dealing with it or coming up with a nuanced policy that's like, if it's federally legal, it's okay. They just lump it all together and say, none of this right. entire subject or whatever it is. So yeah.
Can I introduce one other?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Please. Can I introduce one other type of server that we didn't discuss yet? Sorry. Yeah, sorry, say. So no, the last one is the one that I hate the most, which is called serverless hosting.
Do tell.
So the idea of serverless hosting is that a company provides like the infrastructure and everything, and that infrastructure that's provided is being paid for by their bigger customers, and then the smaller customers, the you and I type folks that just want to host like some little whatever website, they'll provide you with the infrastructure to be able to just put up your small little website on there that could have some functionality in it. Typically it doesn't. It's usually like pretty flat, just pretty basic static site. But being able to host that on something like Netify is one of them. There's a whole bunch of these types of serverless hosting companies.
Is that
and
like
it's good for just like spinning up a thing and throwing it on there and using it.
Right?
But it's different.
What's the difference? I don't think I've used one of those.
I've never built anything that I used in production for it. I've used it for just like small little website for myself just to kind of play around with it. But I've never used it like to scale, to be perfectly honest. Have you touched any of that?
I know of, I've played around with a little bit of it. They end up, the serverless stuff is where a lot of static sites are stored, where it's like you can spin up and tear down a server like instantly on demand. So you don't basically need to keep the resources
like DigitalOcean?
Running in the background. It's not even like DigitalOcean. This is the serverless stuff really happens on like an Amazon AWS level, on Google Cloud, things like that. I do know that.
So it's basically cloud. But it's still the server. It's just
it's poorly named.
I mean, so this is what I was thinking. It was like, you know how like WP Playground is like in the browser? Like, that doesn't have a server, right? I was thinking that was more like serverless. Is that totally a different thing? Because it's not storing it anywhere. So it's not actually serving up anything, right? I don't know. This part's confusing because talking about?
Yeah, just air? It's a poorly named bite? Thing.
Computer?
Right.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I will say there is an interesting thing. there's an interesting thing. Carl Alexander has built this service, and I always butcher it when I pronounce it. It's YMIR, Mir.
Lemire, I've seen that.
Yeah. It is a serverless WordPress, and the things that he's doing there are like fairly impressive, but it's something basically he's figured out a way to serve up WordPress like in a way
that is what they're saying. Oh, like
e-mirror.
I get it. That makes so much more sense now. I've never understood why it was called that.
Right. Zach, right?
So it's serverless. Is that mirrored stuff?
Zach in the chat is saying like serverless just means you don't have to worry about the servers because they're abstracted away.
Right. It's, so they're still there.
It's the cloud.
Exactly. They're cloud servers. Still right. exist. You just are like, you know, connecting through other pipes. Everything is so poorly named these days. It's just aggravating. Like we ran out of names. But other languages like put more words together and create more words. Like serverless just doesn't even make any sense. Like, cause there's still a server. I'm like, what are we serving? This is why this title is so perfect. It's giving server.
It's serving internet.
Maybe that's what serverless is. It's giving server. It's not actually a server. It's just giving server.
Right.
Or it's like the lacrosse of hosts. It's like
right.
essence it's, of server.
Yeah, yeah. Pommel Mousse lacrosse. It was introduced to the idea of a grapefruit, but there is actually no grapefruit flavor in there, right?
Okay, I have, I know we're over time and I know like this is such a huge topic in general, but when we're talking about, I just really needed to talk about quick install. I just needed to talk about it. Like quick install via the cPanel. Like who made that? Is that from cPanel? Like who made the quick install for WordPress?
Oh, like one, how does that, one click like, install? What
is that? Yeah, like. It was literally within cPanel, right? And it was called quick install for whatever. Like, and then it's now it's just, one click. Like if you're on a DreamHost shared server, which I have some of those too, you know, you just click your like install WordPress. So it's like quick install, but it's like, I'm assuming you make it yourself and it just adds some, you know, files. It adds a file structure, right?
I will not claim that DreamHost invented this, but around a very similar like time frame, there were hosts that kind of came up with a one-click install where it was just really easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I used to teach the famous 5-minute install that existed on the sites for way too long, you know, and like show people how to upload those things using like FTP. Pre-SFTP, right. Like, and you know, set these different things like that. You know, I would teach people how to do that, walk them through it. Like, I did a talk on it at like a WordCamp in like 2014 or something. So, you know, it's not even that far off, right? That it was
right.
that you were uploading your own files. You would get some server space. Here's your server space, and then you'd upload your own files, and then the whole quick install thing, little button, started showing up in the cPanels. Was mm-hmm. that so that you were like the Tesla and the Edison of the quick install?
I believe to borrow from the illustrious one-time poet laureate Ray J, we hit it first. right?
Okay, but so when like now it's like. I mean, essentially, it's the same thing, right? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And so all you're doing in a managed host, it's like shared host. But okay.
The one-click install has been around since like 2005, 2006. Like that is how...
I don't know.
Like,
I don't have the timeline. The WordPress...
The 5-minute install where it's like you can do all this and you can do it through FTP and et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. It's a 5-minute install. Has not been a 5-minute install since 2005, 2006, when one-click installers, exactly, it yes, in the grand scheme of things, on this long timeline, like we have had a quick install, and yes, managed WordPress is effectively a one-click installer, like there
with its own protections and its own auto updates and whatever.
5-minute install defines itself just like PHP defines itself.
I love it when you like weigh in like some philosophical with some philosophical moment.
Check out Silent Bob over here.
It's the best.
I come in clutch sometimes.
So that we've got the quick install where you would do that stuff, and then you know the managed hosting, and we've got serverless stuff happening over here. All that stuff still exists. Something I think is really interesting is that WordPress, the famous 5-minute install, was around for so long, I think, even because of the quick install and the 1-minute install button and whatever existed, is because WordPress, the software, needed to provide a way to do it that didn't rely on something like a host with cPanel or a one-click install button. Like it was like server neutral, right? Or like host neutral, in terms of you get yourself some server space and then you do this to it. And that's how you can install this, you know, no matter who your host is, in theory, right?
Right.
Like that was, and so I think it had to be around for a lot longer without doing that. I don't, I haven't checked in a really long time. In like the docs, certainly since we've moved from the codecs, but I wonder what it says right now in the docs about how to install. Because we know the hosting page is its own world of interesting, but I think that's something people should go look at. Also not pre-researched as a thought, okay?
Just so I will say that a lot of those like one-click install setups were like Cruft installers. It was almost like buying a Windows computer from Walmart, and mm-hmm. like all of the Walmart companies that Walmart kind of like worked with had all that software installed. So like you get the free trial of the Sims and the free trial of the this and the free trial of that, and then there's the icons on the desktop that don't have programs installed. It's just an icon that goes to walmart.com and that goes to their streaming service and that goes to their whatever services. When you go log into WordPress, you get this thing in the corner that says this. You got the notification bars that are going to constantly be bothering you. You're going to have some goofy, you know, caching plugin that also provides some other type of thing. And you get all this cruft. And so, you know, we used to say when I was going to the, early on with our WordPress meetups, I'm like, I would never use one of those one-click installs, because that one-click install installed like every theme that ever existed, you know, all the year themes, all the everything themes got all installed on there. And, you know, we would do this whole like best practices thing where it's like, oh, you should never have anything installed on your website that's disabled. Yet the web host is installing all this crap that is essentially disabled. Like you're not using any of these pieces. And so there was always this contradiction that it's like, if you took the extra time to actually do the installation yourself, one, you know how the thing's installed. Two, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to migrate later if you're going to have to manually migrate your website. And three, you understand the difference between the database and the files.
Right.
Because these are two separate components to the website.
Yeah. And people don't think about that in terms of not when you decouple it, the experience from that, it's like, you know, that's sort of a crisis. I don't know if it's a crisis, but that like Gen Z and Gen Alpha are facing is that, or at least that I've read, is that they are so kind of abstracted from the thing itself that they actually don't understand computers that well. Because they're not looking at, you know, it's like a car engine these days. You can't necessarily look at it and take it apart, right? It's just a bunch of sealed electronic gadgets, which is interesting because like I always struggle to start our newer RAV4 hybrid, which I like cannot figure out how to start the dang car half the time. And, you know, I've got my old Versa, right? I'm just just starts up. I'm like, and I'm turning a key and the engine is coming on. And the difference is like, I can't, like, you can't even look at the engine and figure anything out at all.
I had a Datsun in the 1990s that the starter went bad. And instead of like, oh no, now I have to replace this computerized starter for it. 'Cause I was broke. I couldn't even afford $100 for a starter.
I mean, you were driving a Datsun. So that kind of explains it.
Exactly. driving a Datsun.
Even I know that, and I know nothing about cars.
Unless it was a 280Z, then you were cool.
But let me get to this. In order to start my car, yes, I had to put a key in the ignition and everything else, but I also had to pop the hood and arc the starter with a screwdriver.
Oh, so you're like,
yeah.
You're like jumping your own car?
Yeah, shorting the car so it would start.
Oh, wow. But you could do that.
Right.
Like you could get in there and do that. And that's exactly what that server access allocated
for 6 months. For 6 months, oh, I did that.
Every time you started your car?
Every single time I started my car.
Wow. Mika coming now, in hot in the chat comments. Woo!
Tucker was talking about
don't miss
was
out
talking
on that
about pre-installed themes and everything else, and I know I shouldn't say this because one of my higher ranking coworkers has shown up in the chat, Brett. Hi Brett.
Hi Brett.
Please don't be mad, but DreamHost was guilty of shoving a lot of themes into
it was a checkbox.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it DreamHost? I don't think it was DreamHost. Yeah. Someone had a partnership with it was like red branding. I don't remember. I can't remember who it was. All right. Well, they installed, if you did like, see, DreamHost, you can do the deluxe version, which is like, here's all our partners that you've ever met. You have now a gift basket in your hosting. Or here is a basic install.
Now clean it all up.
Everyone gets secret lab chairs in there.
I actually have sent clients, I would be like, send clients, like, go do, you know, go install this, use this, whatever. And for a long time, I hadn't like gone through that process when it was added. And so I didn't realize, oh, by the way, you need to check this button to make sure. I was like, just put your card number in, send, you know, we'll get the credentials. Like, but as I open it up and I'm like, oh.
We have gotten a lot better about that. We only install like one theme now besides whatever 2020 is coming with, like your version. Yeah. I mean, see, I just made the content evergreen by going 2020. You could watch this in 2026 and it's like that and Astra and that's it. But and this is something that I know that other places are doing now. We've refined the one-click installer a little bit where it's like, hey, you can have just the raw thing, but we ask like what you're trying to do with your site. And
recent onboarding. Oh, I love onboarding. I've been talking about actually, this is so amazing because I was going to mention when you brought up Brett, that Brett and I have the distinction of having been on the possibly mythical, sometimes I think it might have been mythical, Growth Council, WordPress Growth Council, Consumer Growth Council, back in 2018, I believe. And we talked about WordPress onboarding back then.
Yeah, so...
what year is it?
I feel like we're at a point now.
Six years.
I feel like we're at a point now that if something gets pre-installed on WordPress, you can't just throw maybe you can throw like a form plugin or something, but if you're doing like, hey, we're going to put this caching plugin in place for you, like Tucker said, that has stuff like, hey,
like proxy cache?
Yeah, let's put. Shout out. Right. Let's put like a pre-configured like best practices in place, because you put something like WP Supercache in place and nobody knows how to configure WP Supercache. Most right. people I see who are running WP Supercache, which is a great plugin, do not have it configured correctly. They just right. turned it on and then they're like, okay, my site's cached. No, your site's not cached.
It's like things turning on Yoast and off. Being like, my site is SEO'd.
Exactly.
So but like, I mean, to that end, there can be some benefit in just turning it on. So it yes. isn't, it is better than nothing in some cases. But I think the pre-configured, pre-installed stuff is really great because of exactly what you just said. So that would, so like, just to extend the analogy to the end of the show, that would be like, you get a furnished apartment, but you know, it's like customized to your tastes versus like just getting a furnished apartment that's like, you know, here's the furniture you get, right? You get to like right. select it from a catalog in advance. And maybe there's like, you know, five different versions and you pick the, you know, mid-century modern yeah. one instead of the like Rococo, you know, grandma style one.
Right. Or boho or
shabby chic.
Right. maximalist.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a mid-century modern one.
Though. Come on.
Anyway, I think it's really interesting. I think there's actually so much more to talk about. We are definitely in the new era, but like, I think that the, you know, we didn't even get to talk about the future of it, which is the differences in hosting. So maybe we talk about this in a future time. The differences in hosting in the future are going to be things like, do you get to select your starting palette? You know, mm-hmm. even insofar as how themes are going to impact that. Like, what's right. the start, not just the starting theme, but the starting collection. And there's a lot of different hosts have been buying up more like theme shops or block shops. And I think that is part of the, what can we offer you as part right. of your baked in, you know, what are the amenities of our building? You know, is there a pool? Is there a hot tub? You know, are there multiple like common areas?
Are you getting what block patterns are you getting when you?
Well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. That is more sort of like, you know, you've got your onboarding, which is like what type of site, which you guys are really getting to, or you folks over at DreamHost, which is like, I really love that approach personally, because it's really more like just giving you, I don't know, a selection, right? That seems somewhat customized, right? It at least sure. makes you feel like I didn't go through all the different options and say like, oh, they're actually all the same and they just are collecting data. I'm assuming there's some difference in terms of like what you're putting in there, right? At the end. And I think that as we, you know, like I said, as we de-theme, as blocks and patterns and AI, like for content, starts to feed into this. I mean, we're really talking about a new level of website building, and that really rests even more like right on top of website hosts, right? Like that's yeah. really like, so it becomes like, what flavor are you starting with? And that is really, I think, gonna be more of a consideration, at least for WordPress specifically, not, you know, excluding all the other sort of things, but for like especially managed hosting or one-click hosting, shared, whatever, like more so than competing on the price, like $7.99 versus $9.99 versus whatever. I think it's really going to be about, you know, those partnerships, the value add. Like, what are the amenities of your building? If they're all on the same street and they're all whatever, what are you going to get?
Yeah. So let me try to bring this home. Tucker, get that outro button ready. I have been working in web hosting since 2006. And it'll be 18 years in June that I have been working in web hosting, just a year less than I've been actually like doing WordPress stuff. Really, in that time, and it continues to be, you know, especially with the consolidation of plugins and things getting rolled up, especially with, you know, new server technologies, you know, people modifying things and getting like, you know, continuing to tune WordPress as we get like, you know, the performance group doing things, stuff like that, new like server and service technologies, like
Playground and Instas and
I mean, Playground, Insta, yes, but like, you know, we're no longer using, you know, Apache most hosts, and we're moving to Nginx, and there are things beyond Nginx.
And whatever my SQL Lite, whatever pipe dream that is, I don't know if that's still a thing. We were talking
SQLite, right. SQL. So all of these things.
There's no My anymore? You know, did they MySpace? I'm sorry.
No, SQLite is different than MySQL. There's no relation between the two. They're both databases. Yes. We can get into that later. Please say, let's not keep it going any further.
Sorry, no, it's a future dev branch.
Yes, absolutely.
Your SQL or MySQL? I just named it.
There we go. But yes, Tucker.
Is this the time where I do the ad copy for the Squarespace ad? I just wanted to make sure.
No, this is where you put the dev branch. This is where you put the dev branch promo.
Right.
I've opened the promoting dev branch and we're closing.
Squarespace ad copy if you need me to.
No, that's okay.
All right. Just wanted to make sure. All right. Here's our outro.
Over to our website at jpbarstow.com. Subscribe to all the things
that we've got going on over there. We stream at all the places. Sometimes these places change because, you know, things happen. And that's it. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it. Talk to y'all later and see us in our Discord. Bye-bye.
Love ya. Happy weekend.